This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for the Week 7 game between the Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers. The Bucks Bulletin annually is the brainchild and sponsored by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 39 golf tournament and Holiday Spectacular at West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means family law. Full service means post-judgment. Full service means child support adjustment. If you're wondering what else full service may mean and if it applies to your legal need now or in the future, you can receive a free consultation easily by going to BrandonLegalGroup.com and clicking on the box to request one. Or you can call for that at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. That is how I prefer to answer your personal fantasy questions rather than on social media. I like the intimacy of talking one-on-one with you about your fantasy team with none of your opponents eavesdropping on our conversation, or anyone else for that matter. On social media, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ToddWright2121. This will be a very short Bucks bulletin because when you put together two teams with as many issues as the Buccaneers and the Panthers, who aren't exactly lighting things up offensively, this is not the way any of you are winning fantasy games right now. For Carolina, this is really simple. You're playing Christian McCaffrey until he gets hurt, and you're hoping he gets traded. That's it. Trade deadline is November 1st. I would expect Christian McCaffrey will be dealt. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking Buffalo, the Rams, maybe the San Francisco 49ers. Those are three that stand out to me that could certainly use Christian McCaffrey to make a push for the Super Bowl and to win a championship this year. And you got to keep in mind, Christian McCaffrey, while he is under contract for four more years, I believe it's four more. Through 2026. No salary is guaranteed. So sure, the salary itself is the highest among running backs in the National Football League, somewhere around $12 million. But you're not locked into that long term. If for whatever reason you want to move on from Christian McCaffrey after next year, you can just trade him or cut him. And you're not on the hook for any dead money. The Panthers are willing to absorb, I don't know, $25 million in dead money if a team will send them some package of ones and twos or players in exchange for Christian McCaffrey. But Christian McCaffrey is in your lineup this week. He is matchup proof, he is healthy, and he's all that Carolina has, and he's producing like an RB1, which is what you drafted him to do. From the Buccaneers standpoint, let's start at the wide receiver position because there are starting to be questions after a bad game for virtually everybody against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Evans production is coming into, let's just say it's being scrutinized. So I want to look at both sides of this. The scrutiny is big wide receivers slow down faster in terms of their shelf life in their career. And the last couple weeks has created a perception that Williams may not be quite what he once was. I've often referred to Williams and Diggs as the quietest wide receiver ones in fantasy football. There's nothing quiet about what Stephon Diggs is doing right now. He is the number one wide receiver in fantasy football, according to my 21st century standard scoring settings. He is the only one over 100 points in our leagues. I got to go all the way down to pass catcher 18 to get to Mike Evans. And there are three quote-unquote tight ends even ranked ahead of him, so he's wide receiver 15. That means he's not a wide receiver one right now, and that's because he got himself suspended for a game, and the last two games A very modest, quiet, four catches in each, 81 yards, and just about half that against Pittsburgh, 42 yards. So, and he's only surpassed 81 yards in one game this season. That was his 8 for 103 and two touchdowns, where Mike Evans almost single-handedly kept the Bucs in the game, if you can call it that, against the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 4 on Sunday night. I still want to believe in Mike Evans. He still has Tom Brady throwing him the football, and along with Leonard Fournette, those two are Tampa Bay's best offensive options right now. I think Godwin is down a peg from Fournette and Evans every time the Buccaneers break the huddle. But he's producing less like a quiet wide receiver one and more like a wide receiver two that you're concerned about, because through six games this year, he's averaged four receptions per game. Over the six games, you're saying, well, I was suspended for one. Yeah, that's on him. So on average, he's given you four receptions per game. There's only been one really big game. He produced 22.3 fantasy points in the Kansas City game. Sure, he got the one touchdown in the Dallas game that bumped him up to 13.1. But you need more consistent production like that from the guy you drafted to be your wide receiver one. Carolina is an advantageous matchup for Mike Evans, as they are for most offensive performers this season. Already fired their head coach and fired a couple of assistants. One player asked for a trade during the game last week. He's already been traded. The Panthers are a shit show, absolute shit show. So you're playing Evans this week, hoping you get more like you invested in when you drafted him in, I don't know, second or third round of your fantasy draft a couple of weeks ago. Let's go down to Chris Godwin, who we've often said is a wide receiver two that can put up wide receiver one numbers. And Godwin's been battling various injuries since the end of last year, when he missed the end of the season. Currently, Godwin has 22 catches on the year for 250 yards and no touchdowns. He also has one rushing attempt for 2 yards. Some wondered if he came back too soon for the Dallas game, and he had a separate injury, and as a result of that injury, he sat the next two. The last three are encouraging with Godwin. And Tom Brady looked his way a lot in the loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Granted, they didn't connect on half of that. But still, this has been a good stretch for Godwin. He's been on the field consistently, and I would feel good about playing him this week, and I would feel good about him going forward. Again, I don't think Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette are scoring the touchdowns on this team. Godwin is going to get in the end zone. I can't guarantee you he gets in the end zone this week against Carolina, because with the state of the Buccaneer offense and how little they score touchdowns, you can't guarantee anyone a touchdown. But the numbers are good. Last 3 weeks, 7 for 59, 6 for 61, 6 for 95. That's Godwin's season numbers. Don't say wide receiver two, but the last few weeks suggest he's moving in that direction. At worst, he's a flex play, in my opinion, and he's in your lineup this week. Can't make a case for any other pass catcher on the Buccaneers, just Evans and Godwin. I just want to look at the numbers on Fournette, who continues to get a very heavy workload for the Buccaneers, other than that week three game against Green Bay, when for some reason his snap count went down to 61%. Either that's bad coaching, or they were managing something that was never made public, that Fournette said something perhaps soft tissue-wise was bothering him in that game, and they used Rashad White more than they ever had before. But Fournette has touched the ball let's see, he's touched the ball 95 times as a running back. Just to compare, only five running backs have gotten more rushing attempts than Leonard Fournette in the NFL this year: Barkley, Chubb, Sanders, Mixon, and Derrick Henry. So for those of you talking about using Leonard Fournette more, his usage is very high. Again, I don't know what happened in week four against the Chiefs. It was not week three against the Packers. Week four against the Chiefs was when his snap count went down to 91%. But only five players have more rushing attempts than Leonard Fournette. And as far as receiving, only two running backs have more receptions than Leonard Fournette. Perhaps you've heard of Austin Eckler and Christian McCaffrey. Fournette has gotten in the end zone four times, so he's basically the most prolific guy for the Buccaneers to get in the end zone. So you just keep playing him, and he gets a good matchup this week. Let me see as far as, Carolina. Carolina has actually some pretty good personnel on the defensive line, but you isolate against those defensive personnel. You run away from them, Byron Leftwich, not at them. Identify your mismatches, Byron Leftwich. You could see a touchdown and plenty of yards, plenty of touches this week from a Leonard Fournette. Do you play Tom Brady this week? Well, we talked about how last week, I mean, it was getting to the point where if there was a better option out there to plug and play, that you have the right at this point to, let's see here, let's do this. Just trying to get to where Tom Brady is in the overall quarter. I already have it listed on my board. Okay, so in my 21st century standard scoring settings, let me list you from the top the most productive quarterbacks in fantasy football through 6 weeks. Josh Allen 1, Lamar Jackson 2, Jalen Hurts 3, Patrick Mahomes 4, Joe Burrow is up to 5, Kyler Murray 6, Geno Smith 7. We made that argument last week for Geno Smith. Justin Herbert 8, Trevor Lawrence 9, Marcus Mariota 10, Kirk Cousins 11. Whose name aren't you hearing here? Daniel Jones 12, Tom Brady is 13. He is not a QB1 right now. He is not. Sure, you can expect a better game out of Brady against the Carolina Panthers. Or is this one where if the Buccaneers get up, they're just going to work Fournette and maybe Rashad White? Let's run out the clock and just get out of here. So if there are better options out there than Tom Brady this week. I'm not saying cut him, but I said last week there were better options out there. Let me just do, it's not a deep dive, but let me just look at last week as it related to a very modest, and I'm being kind, 12.1 points in fantasy for Tom Brady on 40 passing attempts. This year Tom Brady has given you QB1 value in definitely the Kansas City game because he threw three touchdowns. The Atlanta game is it's close at 17.4. We'll give it to. So in over half the games this year, Tom Brady is not giving you QB1 value. There are better options out there right now, even in a bad matchup against Carolina. So don't cut him, but play him at your own risk this week. I don't think he's as strong of a play as a Chris Godwin, a Mike Evans, or Leonard Fournette. And for those of you saying, well, how can you say that Godwin and Evans are definite plays and Tom Brady isn't? It's all relative to their positions. And I'll just give you the Rams example. Cooper Kupp is the second most productive wide receiver in fantasy football, and Matt Stafford is not even in the top 20 of fantasy quarterbacks. So you can have productive wide receivers without a productive quarterback. I just gave you the example. Again, if you have fantasy questions individually, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast itself is a separate podcast where you can hear about all games, all teams, all matchups, all the time. It is in Season 7, and it is also available via joebucksfan.com as well as Apple and Google Podcasts. Write.todd@yahoo.com if you have any questions or trouble finding that podcast on a weekly basis, once or twice a week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.